only one to get the job done. I don't know and no one that could cover for me. Yeah.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Big news out of Berea. Kyle Shanahan will not be back as the offensive coordinator. Dow Loggins will not be back as the team's quarterback coach. Other big news around the NFL, the Mueller report has come out, and it says, quote, found no evidence that anyone at the NFL had or saw the in-elevator video before it was publicly shown. That's what the finding of his report. It also says that the Ravens did have it in late February, a detailed description of the in-elevator video from a lieutenant at ACPD, but they didn't volunteer that info, but Ravens said they would have passed on if asked for it, as did Rice's lawyers. But that's the key thing there. Also, he says the NFL should have done more with the information it had and taken additional steps to obtain all available information about the Rice incident, but they say they did not have the tape prior to it becoming public. All right, we'll go back to phone lines. Reaction continues to what's happened in Berea today, as the Browns will once again be looking for a new offensive coordinator this offseason. Terry in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. I'm sure you watched all the games like all of us did, not all, but most of us.
I was at every one of them, yes.
Awesome. So listen, Shanahan was doing fine until the injury bug hit, and until now that it's come out that the front office, I guess, started messing with him. I don't know what about, I guess, because he knew Johnny was a bum, and they wanted Johnny to play, but he was doing fine. The offense was rolling. They were averaging about 28 points a ball game, like fourth in the NFL. And now that they're going to have to restart with the schedule that the Browns have next year, sir, it's literally
tough.
This year they had the easiest schedule, and that you can look at that. I think the winning percentage of the people they played was something like 36%. Next year, it's going to be the total opposite. They've claimed it's right up with maybe the toughest schedule in the whole NFL, and it's going to get ugly. The Browns, unfortunately, are going back to 5-11 again.
And that's very tough to hear, very tough to handle. And I think as we look at the offensive coordinator, you have to be, again, you want to go out and make that splash. The same way that Johnny Manziel being drafted here to Cleveland, he made a splash without even taking a snap. What we will have the opportunity to do is interview great men who know offensive football, who in some cases, if Johnny Manziel is the future, have a history, like Mark Trestman does, in being a quarterback guru and growing young talent and nurturing along the way. And again, as I said multiple times, if we are in fact going to go out and make a splash in free agency, you go out and get a young quarterback who's got great potential, who has started in the National Football League, and is essentially going to be the face right along with whoever we hire as an offensive coordinator. They will be the face of this offense for the next 3 to 5 years, and they will take this organization and put them back on the map and not only be in the conversation, you know, towards the middle of the season because we're playing down opponents, but we are in those football games against the great football teams. We are giving them fits. As we see next year, we will have the Arizona Cardinals, Seattle Seahawks, the St. Louis Rams, and the San Francisco 49ers. All four of those, I'm sure, without looking at a stat sheet, ranked at or around the top 10 in the National Football League because they are talented, they are physical, and they will give you fits. We have to find a guy that can stress them with the players that we have in this locker room and the direction that we will go in either draft or free agency.
And to be honest, I don't even care if it's a splash. I just want somebody who comes in and does a good job. At this point with the Browns, splashes, as you talked, Johnny Manziel made a splash. Johnny Manziel needs to prove it on the field, and I think this is an opportunity. Again, whenever you have an opportunity like this, you have a chance to bring in a guy who's going to be here, and as you said, put this offense on the map, get some continuity, build it. The Browns, again, have that opportunity. Now they have to find a way to take advantage of that opportunity and make sure that they do develop that continuity on the offensive side. Pete and Warren, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. And I do enjoy your show. I try to listen to it every day.
Thank you.
At least part of the time. I have a question, first of all. Did Kyle Shanahan leave on his own accord, or was he fired?
Parted ways. So I believe it was a meeting, in most cases, and Nathan, you can speak about this too, it was a meeting between the management, you know, whether it be Jimmy Haslam or Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine with Kyle Shanahan and Dow Loggins. And I think in those discussions, it just became best for both parties to no longer work together. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, I think it the way that it's being reported by Alex Marvez of FoxSports.com is that Kyle asked for and was granted, basically, they agreed to let him go. Kyle wanted to go.
Huh. Surprising.
That's how it's being reported by Fox Alex Marvez. Again, I'm not saying that's what's happening. I'm just saying that's the report that is out there about it. He said that Kyle wanted to go and that Dowell Loggins was fired is basically the distinction that was made by Alex Marvez in his reports about the situation. All right. Hour number one here on a newsworthy day in the books. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm will be back for our second hour. Vic Carucci will be with us to talk about what's going on with the Browns, the Buffalo Bills coaching search, Kyle Shanahan's interview there, the timing of everything, what he thinks is happening, and we'll do that. The Godfather here of Cleveland Browns Daily joins us right after this.